This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's time for Mike Likes It. Coming up at 2 o'clock, we'll have the Fantastic Four for you. Everything you need to know about DFW's Big Four pro sports teams. Here's Bassick with Mike Likes It.
All right, well, let's go to Surprise, Arizona, where Jared Sandler is. And if you haven't heard the breaking news for the Texas Rangers today, you can go to 105.3thefan.com to see that Jose Leclerc has signed a long-term extension with the Texas Rangers. I'll get this right eventually. It is 4 years, $14.75 million, with the ability for it to be a six-year contract at approximately $27 million. So, Jared Sandler, your thoughts, brother.
Well, you know, first of all, Jose Leclerc, and I think, Mike, you and I talked about this, he really was one of the best pitchers in all of baseball last year. And when you're a closer on a team that is not really contending for a playoff spot, sometimes you get lost in the conversation. But if you look at the numbers, and I tweeted a bunch of numbers out there earlier today at Jared Sandler on Twitter, he wasn't just, you know, one of the 10 or 15 best. And in some departments, some very relevant departments, he was the best in all of baseball. For instance, the batting average in which he held opponents to was best in baseball. The slugging percentage to which he held opponents was best in baseball. And then there's some other stats, some that are more advanced, some are still basic, top five, top ten. I mean, this is a special pitcher. And then if you consider the contract, it's a pretty good deal. I even think I saw Ken Rosenthal tweet that some agents aren't really happy about the contract. It's pretty team-friendly. If after the 4 years, which then would lead to the two team options, if Jose Leclerc is still a dominant reliever, then they will have him for between $6 and $7 million for each of those two seasons, six each. So it's a really team-friendly deal that's relatively low risk.
I thought it was a great deal, too, for a guy that looks like he's trending and being a premium reliever. Obviously, there's one great year, 1 year that was inconsistent, and you don't have to pay too much for getting him for, you know, 2 years buying out of free agency pretty much, as long as everything goes great with him. What I'm wondering with kind of Jose Leclerc is, do you feel like he is going to be the closer throughout this contract, or do you think they are going to want to at some point bring him back into the role of being a guy that can pitch two innings as a reliever?
Well, you know, I think the plan is for him to be this team's closer for the near future. Now, you know, obviously things can change, and this organization in particular over the last few years have had they've had a rotating door, revolving door in that role. But I think they considered the idea of using him as a fireman and not a closer, and someone who kind of in the role you just mentioned, maybe give you multiple innings or more than three outs in critical moments. But I think ultimately what they determined was, for at least right now, he is best used as a closer. And I think they're going to continue with him in that role.
How is the starting pitchers doing that we care about, the five that are most likely going to be in Arlington on opening day?
Well, Shelby Miller is going to throw today. We're here in Surprise, the Rangers and the Giants, so we'll get to see Shelby again. It looked like the ball was coming out really firmly his first start in the, you know, mid-90s. And what's unique about Shelby is that despite some of his injuries, he has been throwing his hardest in his career in the last couple years. Drew Smyly pitched yesterday, and he looks pretty good. He's gone three scoreless innings so far over two starts, and I think they're just being a little more cautious with Drew than they are with the other guys. Edison Volquez looked good in his most recent outing after getting, you know, I don't know what to make of it, but he gave up four runs in his first outing over one inning. But he continues to hit 96 and 97 on the radar gun, which is incredibly encouraging. And then the other two, Lance Lynn made his first start. He was okay. The numbers weren't great. He got victimized by a broken bat single, but the walks were an issue for Lance, and that has been a challenge for him throughout his career. And Mike Minor is kind of oddly a year removed from being on a short leash because of his injury past. He's the healthiest of all of them, and he's looked good so far too. So it'll be interesting to see Shelby Miller, because I think, to me, of the three guys, the Volquez, Shelby Miller, Drew Smyly trio that did not really pitch in the majors last year. Shelby Miller briefly pitched in the majors. I think Shelby Miller is the guy who maybe has the highest ceiling and can really be the X factor of this rotation. So I'm excited to see his progression. And you guys are out here next week. I'm excited for you guys to get a chance to see him.
Yeah, you're Jeff's roommate.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You and I are besties. They told me that we can take the wall down and we can connect our two little spots so we can just hang out all the time.
We'll throw some parties, and maybe we'll see if Mike and Gavin can hang. I heard that Gavin, I'm not making like any roommate rankings, but Gavin, I know you aren't too thrilled with your draft status for the Super Bowl. So we'll see if we can maybe get that stock boosted a little bit.
I'm only boring there because you're not there, Jared. I'm going to turn up next week with you.
Great answer. Yeah, I love getting turned up.
Salute. All right, you hanging with anybody today? You just hanging with anybody? You're getting great reviews at 105thefan.com for all these videos of you kind of kicking it with the players in an informal setting. I like it.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's a great way to spend time with some of these guys, show their personalities. And for the new guys, frankly, it's great for me to use this as a way to get to know them. Tim Dillard's video will be released today. I sat down with Sean Kelly today. And so he Rangers reliever, and he's got like a great personality, really fun discussion that should be online. You know, the past videos we've done with Ronald Guzman and Joey Gallo and Delino and Willie Calhoun and, you know, a few others, are up, and I'm hoping to get Hunter Pence and Elvis Andrus at some point before camp closes. So hopefully we can line that up. And, you know, I'm looking at Michael Young right now. The reason why I'm doing this over the phone is because Kevin Skinner, having a really super serious, intense conversation with Michael Young that will air later today on 105.3 The Fan, and hopefully we can convince Michael Young to join Just Hang. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right, brother. We'll have a fun and surprise with some afternoon baseball today.
All right, fellas. Talk to you soon.
All right. So now to continue Mike Likes It, I do want to go to the NBA. I'm loving the NBA right now, and last night the late game on ESPN was Golden State hosting Boston. And I thought it was a big game for both teams, especially for Boston, because they've been trending in a bad direction where you feel like Milwaukee and Toronto are separating themselves. And then Philadelphia is a pretty solid team, but Boston's starting to become like, well, they're the fourth team for sure out of the four major teams in the East. And then they go to Golden State last night and they blow out Golden State 128-95 in Golden State. And one of the things that's coming out, and I won't talk about Boston here, is DeMarcus Cousins. Is for some reason, I was totally out on DeMarcus Cousins last year in free agency. I'm like, you do not want that cancer. He ruins franchises. He's a great player and could never make the playoffs in Sacramento. And New Orleans got better when he got hurt.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking to myself, well, you know what? What if? And then last night, I didn't stay up for the whole game because I was tired. But part of the highlights is DeMarcus Cousins, he charges a guy. He's a huge human being. The guy kind of flopped on him, but he took the charge. Ref called it a charge. Instead of getting mad at the ref, which he usually does and picks up technical fouls left and right, he decided, I feel like punching you for doing that. So he got over the top of the guy and like gave him like the mean face, like, I'm going to punch you for doing that. Jason Tatum immediately gets in the way and like, no, get away. So Tatum kind of pushes him away, like, because didn't know if he was really going to punch the guy laying on the ground. Then he pushes Jason Tatum, and I'm just like, you know what? I know it's just one incident, and he's starting to have multiple incidents again. He's starting to get into DeMarcus Cousins mode.
He's not hitting expectations. That's his trigger.
And, I'm like, you know what? I can't. No. You know what? No. If he wants to come to Dallas for $20 million a year, which would be kind of a bargain for the player, I'm like, I don't think we can handle this human being.
Well, you know, and I could put up with the human. I could, especially, you know, with Rick's history of taking guys that are a little bit edgy and making it work, like with Ron Artest. But with him, they've lost 4 of 6. Yeah. Now Golden State has. And all of the inside numbers say he's the problem. His defense on the court, you know, and he's shooting a ton of threes. He's not posting and doing his DeMarcus Cousins
0-5
great game
last night for three.
Yeah, so it's basketball reasons as he's trying to come back from a really troublesome injury there with the Achilles. But I wouldn't bet that it's all going to come together for him. You know, not only they lost 4 of 6, I think they're 9 points per 100 possessions worse with him on the court. So there's a lot of reasons now that maybe Golden State is just going to take him out of the rotations. They just signed Bogut.
Yeah.
And they're going to go back to, and it comes back to trying to incorporate multiple stars into the same system. They should have known already they were having troubles with 4, and you try to make it 5, get out of here.
So here's the deal. I said this earlier in the show and wanted to get to this. I'm starting to get the feeling that somebody's going to upset Golden State. Do I know who? Can I tell you the team? No, I can't. But like you just said, they've lost 4 of 6, 3 of their last 4. And I know we're still a month or two away from the playoffs, and they might be bored with the regular season. Sure. They're a game and a half up on Denver for the one seed in the West. But there just seems to be that feeling when you watch Golden State on these national games that they might not put it together because they don't want to put it together. Kevin Durant doesn't seem to really want to be there anymore. DeMarcus Cousins seems to be going back into that DeMarcus Cousins, it's all about me mode type of situation. And I don't know. Draymond Green is a wild card when it comes to basketball. And so it just feels like they're going to get upset, whether it's Portland, Oklahoma City, Houston. It just feels like they're ready to be taken out.
Yeah, we saw with the Lakers with Kobe and Shaq when they were done, they just let the Pistons run them right off the floor.
And we had no clue that Dallas was going to sweep the LA Lakers after being back-to-back champs. I thought it would go the other way.
I just think they're so much better. Like, the only team I could really see doing it would be Houston. And I don't think they're going to get back to the same level they were at last year, although they're starting to look like maybe that's more likely. And then Boston, if they were right, they could do it. Yeah. I think Philadelphia isn't ready for a big, big step like that. Yeah. Milwaukee, same thing. So I think they're going to get through it one last time with the championship.
Okay. Yeah. And then break up or bring it back together and then not be good?
No, they'll break up. Either Klay Thompson will leave or KD will leave.
Great news from Memphis. They're playing well. They won again. They're 26-40. The Mavs are 27-36. So there are 4 differences in the loss column. But it's just because the Mavericks have played a lot less games. The Mavericks have played less games. So
they're catching.
I think the Mavs can catch up because I think the Mavs are going to rack up a lot of losses. So they're only one game worse in the win column, Memphis. But I think Dallas is going to rack up a lot of losses coming up. So I do think getting to the 6th spot is possible. I don't want to ruin Fantastic Four because I know we get into the Mavericks. But just wanted to point out, Memphis trading for Valanciunas and Michael Conley staying there, they're not that bad of a team. They're not good, don't get me wrong. But they're not as bad as the Dallas Mavericks are. They're a much better team than the Dallas Mavericks on paper.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.